for the RTCMs that you're going to use for simulcast transmit, you need to take out the 9.6 megahertz crystal and feed it with a 9.6 megahertz GPSDO. If you don't, if you're not going to transmit a PL, then you don't have to do that, which, as long as your PL, you weren't trying to transmit PL, it does work. You still have to put the 10 meg and the high stat into the RF side of the transmitters, but if you're trying to generate a transmit PL, you've got to also feed 9.6 megahertz into it. It worked, it's just you got to feed the 9.6 meg in if you want the transmit PL to work. Otherwise, you get on the overlap, it does the wobble, 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 because the PL tone generation isn't exact, and that was causing issues. And it's been a few years because, well, there's only the one site for 2350 now, that's why. But it does work. Wait, I do like your thought of Richmond, though, Sean. It's all you need to do at Richmond is put an RTCM in on Richmond's UHF, and then we just turn on transmit inside the, you know, so it'll phone home to the, so it can be on a separate frequency and still have transmit enabled. So you could put, you know, the whatever, I forget what frequency the Richmond one is, and still have 2.6, just have them, they basically would look like one repeater, even though one's transmitting on one frequency and listening on the other, and vice versa. The RTC, it doesn't care. It would be one app repeat node back at the main. And then you could still have, say, the Richmond RTCM lost its microwave link to the central site. You could still have it then go into local repeat